there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show? Fox Sports Radio. I think this is interesting. So, on any team I've ever been on, okay, there's always a guy who the coach favors, right? And I do believe coaches play favorites. I do. They favor guys that they believe are going to help them win. Because when they win, everybody gets paid. Everybody feels better. So I tell this to kids all the time. Do I play favorites as a coach? They're like, no. Yes, I do. I favor the kids that do what I want and help us win more. Very simple. Jerry Jones badly wants to be a coach. Instead, he's the owner and it's a de facto GM and whatever of the Dallas Cowboys. You tell me what you hear when he says this on his weekly radio hit in Dallas.
The thing that you're seeing is sometimes the pass that looks errant is because the receiver, for instance, ran the route, cut it off 2 yards shorter. He should be out 2 more yards before he makes his cuts. It can make all the difference in the world as far as his ability to separate. It has a relativeness to the other receivers. And so if you're not really crisp on the way the play was designed relative to how many yards you go, the cut, then you passing game can look really off. And that's one of the answers. Better route.
So what he's doing is taking up for his offensive coordinator, who I think most people believe eventually will be the next head coach of the Cowboys, but mostly he's taking up for Dak Prescott. That interception is not an interception that's on the quarterback. That interception is on the wide receiver because he broke off his route 2 yards early. That saying it in an artful way instead of the straight calling out of a wide receiver stink, they need to play better, but saying, hey, you know, what you're really seeing here is that's just a way of protecting your quarterback. It doesn't mean that he's not right. It also gives us perspective, and that's one of the things the Manning cast can give you, or you watch a game with any of these quarterbacks when they break stuff down, like, we make this assumption that a guy is open, why doesn't he get the ball? Sometimes quarterbacks miss him. Right? I mentioned I went to the Raider game and, you know, with, I don't know what it was, 20 some odd seconds, like 26 seconds to go, Derek Carr threw a 70-yard pass in the air to Zay Jones, okay, who was, he had a step, he was open, it was a beautiful throw, probably pass interference, I don't know. But at the midfield line, wide open was DeSean Jackson. D-Jax was wide open. And if he catches that ball, runs for five, they down it, they need one completion, they kick a field goal, they probably win the game. Now, I don't know if that's where he was supposed to be. I don't know if Derek Carr just assumed or if Derek Carr thought I needed a chunk play. But sometimes it does tell the true story of the interception or the incomplete pass is that we just assume pass is thrown, and if it doesn't hit the guy running the numbers, it's the quarterback's fault. Sometimes it's the wide receiver's fault. But it does feel like Jerry Jones protecting Dak Prescott, doesn't it? Does it feel that way to you at all, Dan Beyer, that this is a little bit of, hey, he's my favorite. Don't anybody say anything bad about Dak. It's the wide receiver's fault.
Yeah, I think that could be fair. It also sounds, Jerry being a football guy, going a little deeper, showing his knowledge of the game. But yeah, I think he's probably giving Dak the benefit of the doubt and all of that.
Why aren't the Cowboys better?
Well, I think that on offense or just as a whole, because on defense, without Randy Gregory and now finally getting DeMarcus Lawrence back, I think that they will be better.
On offense, they did score 33 against the Raiders, although that was in a comeback, right? Mm-hmm. They scored 9 against the Chiefs. They scored 16 against the Broncos.
It's so just out of, just out of left field where, Dak had like 75 yards passing, give or take a few yards through three quarters. Like his final numbers actually ended up looking a lot better, but he didn't crack 100 yards. He didn't crack 80 yards after three quarters in that one. I still think Dallas is a really good team and could beat anybody in the NFL home or on the road in the playoffs. But I think that their recent struggles defensively have been because of the Randy Gregory injuries. DeMarcus Lawrence has been out since early in the season before finally returning, so I think that helps them. They've been dinged up a little bit on the offensive line. Zeke isn't what he once was, but honestly, Tony Pollard's been giving them more. May not be negligible in terms of Zeke's impact, but it's still, I don't think that the running game has been a complete wash because of how good Pollard has actually been.
I agree. I mean, the Pollard thing is interesting. I would love somebody to explain to me, is Tony Pollard that much better than Zeke, or is he benefiting from Zeke's like in between the tackles, body blow, body blow, body blow, and then Tony Pollard is the uppercut, right?
Yeah.
Like, is it because they work together, or just because he's that much better than him?
I would be interested to see what they would do if Tony Pollard had a two-game stretch where there was no Zeke. And to see how that plays out. So I know I'm not answering your question. Zeke was, we all saw it in full display on Thursday night in him running against the Saints. I mean, he had a 10-yard run that Zeke could sometimes take the corner and even blow past the linebacker, and he just ended up limping out of bounds. Zeke's value is also there in pass blocking as well,
right,
where he's so good. I mean, he's been a three-down back since day one just because he can pass block, but Pollard is so much more of a threat there. They're 8-4. I know it hasn't been perfect, but I still think that they're a really good football team. And you just add on to the them getting healthier on defense and now being able to get Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb and Michael Gallup, who'd been out for a while. Like, when they come together, I think they're going to be very dangerous.
I agree with you. You saying they're 8-4, I think what you're saying is people need to get perspective. They're a good team that you're right. Like, well, let's not hold them to some ridiculous standard where that's basically the best record in the league sort of level. But I also think they haven't played the strongest schedule, and there's just been some uneven performances. Well, look, they haven't been totally healthy. I think Amari Cooper not being healthy hurts them, right? If you don't have all of your dudes, you're not going to be the same. That being said, it is reasonable to think, hey, maybe we could be better. The Zeke part you point out, which is a big one, is I don't know if people understand, the layman understands, how good he is in pass protection, how important that is, right? There's three different parts of being a three-down running back. You got to run it, you got to catch it, and you got to block it, right? And when he got there, he did all three, and now it's just a lack of explosiveness when he gets the football. Is that fair?
Very fair.
Right. And I don't believe he lost some weight this year, which, you know, I don't believe that's making it. I don't think it's coming back. I just don't. But it is going to be very interesting to see exactly what takes place and if they can continue to improve. But you're right. Like, if we do have perspective, they are a good football team. They do have the makings of it. I just thought it was interesting to hear Jerry talk about it and go like, oh, I know what he's doing. He's protecting Dak Prescott. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you have there is the wide receivers. Like, okay, but Dak's also not perfect. Right? I mean, Dak's inaccuracies aren't all because wide receivers are breaking off the route. Some of it is in scramble situations when he reloads. That's when he misfires. He misfires badly. It's okay. Like, you know, Dak's a big boy. He's under contract. He's not going anywhere. That was the thing that popped out to me.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who's singing this version of it, Ramos?
Our good friend, friend of the show, Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé. He's a friend of the show?
I just say that because everybody says that. You ever notice that on every show? Like, ah, friend of the show,
well, Michael Bublé. Well, if he's really a friend of the show, yeah, they'd say that.
Yeah, but sometimes people just say it. It's just common. Everybody, every show I listen to always says, like, that's a friend of the show, Michael Bublé. Like, is he really? So I just thought I'd say it. He could be. He could love the show. We just don't know.
This is amazing. If only in my man, strong. Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays. Hope you're doing well. I think Josh Allen will end up having a Merry Christmas. I don't think he had a very good time on Monday night in the cold against the Patriots. Here's Josh Allen talking about how his team played against Pats.
We're pissed off because we want to be great. We're pissed off for greatness, and we expect so much out of ourselves. And when we don't play the way we know how we can play, it could be angering at times, but again, with the makeup of the guys that we got, you know, I got no doubt in our ability, in our team ability, to turn this around and start winning games here towards the end of the season.
I think that there's still plenty of time. I'm not selling out, and part of it is the Bills were really built to beat the Chiefs, right? That's one of the things that's happened. I'll tell you what's interesting about the Bills. We're recording on this one. This one's a good one. I'm telling you, like, this is a okay. So there's a lot of discussion for now, I don't know, probably the next 10, 15 years, Kevin Durant leaving Oklahoma City up 3-1, losing to the Warriors, right? The problem with the Clippers, the problem with the Thunder is they weren't built to beat the Warriors. Okay? They were built to beat the Lakers and to beat the Spurs, right? So remember, when the Lakers won a championship, right, they had both Andrew Bynum, this is before all the knee injuries, or maybe he always had injuries, but Andrew Bynum and Pau Gasol, as well as Kobe and Meta, and then Derek Fisher and a host of other kind of random dudes, right? But To beat the Lakers, you had to have two big guys. To beat the Spurs, you had to stop Tim Duncan. And oftentimes, Tim Duncan was a center, you know, but sometimes they would move into power forward. They'd have two big guys. You had to have two big guys. You had to have a traditional back-to-the-basket defensive big. So when the Thunder had Serge Ibaka and Kendrick Perkins, Right? It was because Serge Ibaka at that time wasn't a center. He just wasn't. He was a weak side shot blocker. He could stretch the floor some. But they put all that money, and then eventually they had Steven Adams. They had Steven Adams and Serge Ibaka. Why? Because you needed two big guys to win in the West. Well, when you match up against the Warriors, and in the fourth quarter, their death lineup was Andre Iguodala as one of their big guys, as well as Draymond Green. It's a completely different... Okay, so I use that as the... And look, the Clippers, remember, had DeAndre Jordan, and then Blake Griffin was their power forward, right? You had to have two big guys. Okay, so when that team, why couldn't they beat the Warriors? Because DeAndre Jordan couldn't be on the floor. Nowhere for him to play. If he guarded Draymond, that meant that Blake Griffin had to guard Andre Iguodala. And guarding Draymond's out on the floor, even if you play back, like, that's hard. That takes him away from everything that he does blocking shots, again, in his prime, DeAndre Jordan. Those teams were designed to beat the Spurs, designed to beat the Lakers, and the Warriors were ahead of everybody else playing a completely different style. The Chiefs have a very athletic defense, one that is designed to make you run the football because you don't want to run the football, to keep everything in front, to fly to the ball and tackle on pass plays. And you know who that works against? The Kansas City Chiefs, because they don't have a big power running game. They don't even want to run the football. They want to throw screens, and they want to get the ball to Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and back then Sammy Watkins, whatever. Obviously, now they have other weapons as well. And to get the ball down the field or to get the ball to their guys in space. The Bills ran into the Patriots that, one, because of weather, but two, just construction. Like, they're built to run the football. That's why the Titans dominated them. They're not built to stop the Titans. They're not built to stop the Patriots. They're built to stop the Chiefs. Thing is, they might not actually get the Chiefs in the playoffs. That's the parallel between the Thunder, the Clippers, and the Bills. And Josh Allen being ticked off, that's a good thing. Some of it he knows is they're just not built to win that game. He's the new head coach of Southern Cal. And he's the coach everyone's talking about. It's pretty amazing what has happened, this complete transformation of his career in such short order. He's Lincoln Riley. He joins us on Fox Sports Radio. Coach, when you're growing up in, it's Mule Shoal, Texas, right? Which is that the panhandle in Texas, isn't it?
That is correct.
Okay, you're growing up in Mule Shoal. Did you ever envision yourself living, coaching in Southern California?
No, honestly, no. I obviously love the game, and that's it's taken me and my family so many different places, so many great places, and it's kind of a crazy ride to be on. But it was no, never envisioned it, but certainly glad I'm here.
Well, if you can win at East Carolina, you can win anywhere. How much of those formative days at East Carolina under Ruffin McNeil, in terms of building a program, are you going to employ at USC?
Absolutely. I learned probably more during that time at East Carolina than maybe at any point in my career. You know, we went to a program, had to take it over, kind of start from the ground up, and we had a great run there. Yeah, you learn so much getting to be a young offensive coordinator and kind of being there and right next to Ruffin as we took that thing over. And so, no, I did. I learned how to fight and scrap and learned how to build a program and to kind of start fresh. And so, yeah, there's a lot of lessons from those days, things that went well, things that I didn't do well, and mistakes I made that I learned from. So I took a lot of that to Oklahoma, and certainly we'll do the same thing here.
What do you want to do differently? What do you want to personally improve on as you rebuild this program?
I think just the impact that you can have on the staff, the impact that we can have on the kids here. I mean, it's a new, unique challenge and a chance to bring a lot of the things that we believe in as a staff, and so much of our staff, you know, fortunately has joined us here at USC, and it's been fun to put together the rest of the pieces. And so I think there's a lot of trust in what we've done and kind of the way that we go about things. And when you combine that with the possibilities of a program like this, a school like this, it's it's kind of fun to think about what this can be, you know, with a lot of hard work and a lot of people pointed in the same direction. So I want to continue to try to do the best job I can to get people in place to succeed, because this USC obviously offers just kind of endless possibilities.
How people talk about culture, like culture is a big trigger word. Lincoln Riley, our guest here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. When you got to OU, there was already a culture that existed. Granted, you got a chance to tinker and change and evolve, especially in the offensive side of the ball. And you guys, for people who have been paying attention, have also evolved in terms of recruiting for OU. But now you get a chance to establish your own culture. How do you do that? How do you build a culture from the ground up?
I think it starts with bringing the right people in, you know, whether it's staff members, whether it's players. You've got to bring people that are open-minded and people that are willing and exciting for change, and that people that are willing to buy in right away. And so I think that's step number one. And then I think step number two is outlining, you know, what is your plan? You know, what is our plan for getting this team to have the type of mentality day in and day out that it takes to be a championship program? And so, again, and you combine those two things, and then you just go to work, and then you wake up each morning, and you get up and you repeat it, and you do it over and over and over again, and in time, that things change, and I believe that can happen quickly here. And so when you get a chance to bring in great people, and you've got a chance you've got a chance to really take over a program that is so unique and so special in such a unique setting with unique opportunities. People are excited about it. And listen, people in general want to see USC football at the level that we all expect. And I think college football is better when USC is great. I do. And when I had nothing to do with USC. Yeah. And it's just the right place in the right time.
No, I completely agree. Like, the sport needs you. Right, they do. You need a West Coast flag in the ground, and SC is that school. You know, it's unique. Obviously, going to Oklahoma State, covering Oklahoma sports, the passion for OU football in that state is remarkable, really incredible. But SC is unique because to be on the West Coast, the general belief is that, hey, there's so much going on, but USC football is for Southern California. Maybe not in the level of importance of OU, but there isn't another major city where it's kind of the football team of the city. Have you felt that in your short time in Southern California?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I mean, you've got one of the greatest cities in the world here. And with so many other things going on, USC is still at the forefront of people's minds. And I think that speaks volumes about what this program means to people, the pride they take in it. And I think and then how excited everybody is to do their part to help get USC football back to being relevant on a national stage year in and year out. And so I was all a part of this opportunity when it presented itself that you know, I think spoke to a lot of us and said this was the right place to be.
A percentage of your clothing that's going to make the trip, because I know how it is when you work at a university. Every piece of clothing says OU on it. Now, the colors are similar, right? It's not crimson and cream, but similar. Like, I almost feel like you need a whole new wardrobe.
There's going to be a high percentage that'll stay back in Norman. It's definitely the wardrobe will certainly change. Yes.
Are you comfortable? Like, I'm still in a hotel. Like, is it weird? Like, how would you describe the kind of process of this transformation in such a short period of time in terms of daily, like, level of comfort and feel with going to the office, with finding a place to get a cup of coffee? What level of comfort are you at?
Yeah, you know, it's been it's such a hectic time just with, you know, our players are getting ready to take finals and then be out of town for a little bit. And so getting to know them, you know, obviously building a staff, you're right in the middle of here recruiting before the first signing day. And so there's been so much going on that it's just kind of been sinking our teeth into everything that we can right now. But no, I do. You know, every day it wakes up, it does feel a little bit more normal. And when you're at a place for 7 years and as invested as we were, in the previous stop, when you have that type of change, there's certainly some new and nervous excitement that I'm human. You know, I mean, I have to feel those same emotions that everybody else has out there when you've changed the job or changed the city that you've lived in. But it's the excitement and the appreciation of the people here is just so overwhelming, and so I don't know, you just feel it kind of every step of the way. It makes you fired up to come to work each day and know what this thing can be.
Okay, Coach, you have signing day coming up. Obviously, it's been in the news that you guys have hit the ground absolutely running. But I'd have to think getting out there and getting on the field with these guys, what's your level of excitement for actually getting to work with a completely new team?
Yeah, I can't wait. You know, I can't wait. It's been fun to start to meet some of the guys, and I think you can really tell the majority of the players in this program are ready for this journey, you know, and really excited about, you know, what's upcoming here. And so that's been so much fun to start to get to know those guys. And yeah, I mean, spring ball can't get here soon enough. I know we've got a lot of work to do between now and then, but we got a staff that's really ready to get out and just coach these guys and go to work. And again, I think we've got a number of players both here right now and then, you know, future Trojans that are ready to be a part of this thing and really hungry to be coached and pushed. And so that'll be a great day. The first day out on the grass here will be a special one.
Are you a coffee guy?
I'm not.
What is your daily routine, your daily regimen? So people know they can buy this for you or suggest this for you. What's your daily regimen?
Right now it's a little out of whack, man, but I get it. Yeah, we get up, we go to work. Maybe a little green tea in the morning. I've never been a big coffee guy, but yeah, honestly, just kind of running on adrenaline right now. Haven't needed a lot of caffeine. It's just there's so much to do, and then there's so much excitement that it's just kind of adrenaline packed right now. So you go to bed thinking about everything you got to do, and wake up ready to go attack it.
Has it dawned on you how big an undertaking this is?
Yeah, it has, but I mean, so was the previous place that I was at, you know, I mean, I just say opportunity, you know, like this is a tremendous opportunity. And if you do things right here, I think we all have a sense of how special it can be. So I focus on the opportunity and you want to be at a place that if you put your heart and soul into it, that you got a chance with a lot of people to accomplish great things. And I could not feel stronger about that here.
Well, welcome to Southern California. Get out to the beach at some point in time and feel those toes in the sand. Dig in. Good luck on signing day, and thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Absolutely, Doug. Thanks for having me on.
Finally, new head coach at USC. Byer, you a coffee guy? I know you love
his finger in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Byer's working. Ramos, you a coffee guy?
I am not. I've never been a coffee guy. I've worked morning radio a long time before I got here at Fox Sports, and I just never drank coffee. Just wasn't my thing. So,
Jay Stu?
I drink way too much coffee. I usually, you know, I do the Keurig Starbucks in the morning, and then I'll have a couple cups, and then on the way home, I need, you know, afternoon, I need to have my cold coffee, so I'll probably do Starbucks then.
What, Ramos, you're reacting.
I just thought, I know it said cold coffee, but I just always thought coffee was a morning thing. But I do know that people like to drink it all day long, like whenever they need something, they just make a brew.
Well, so. I mean, I would tell you 3 o'clock cold brew is pretty amazing, right? And then when you have a really good meal, right? Like I've never understood. Remember when we were kids or you watch like Mad Men on TV, somebody has a really good meal, they smoke a cigarette. That sounds like the most disgusting thing ever, right?
You're
like,
yeah.
Well, you have this incredible taste of food in your mouth and now you're going to smoke a cigarette. But if you think about it, like there's nothing like an espresso after a great meal. I mean, I think what most people do, the espresso is because you have a big meal and you kind of feel a little tired, right? Like so much food and you're a little tired. Then you have a little espresso and it perks you back up. But I coffee any time of day. But I will tell you that what he said is totally true. Like, you get that new job. You ever had, like, your first... Jason, you're a perfect example of this, right? Like, Jason's worked all over, and he was working in television. Then he slid over and started working for us. You start that new job, and, like, weeks will go by, and you're just really energized by it. A new job does energize you. I think that's for anybody.
Absolutely. The adrenaline combined with like I know that he's just kind of overwhelmed by the little things. You know, there's just those things that you want to get down before you could actually just start making real differences. You know, just like you referred to in the interview, just the drive around this town takes a while to get used to. It's there's the little things that you just kind of want to get done with, but are pretty overwhelming to begin with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's a great point you make. Right. You're just, even if you've come in, and he's done a great job of recruiting Southern California, but like when you're a head coach, you get off a plane, you got an assistant coach with you. Like, I don't know if I should have asked him. Next time I have him on, I'll ask him, like, does he drive or does somebody else drive? Right. Like, do you want somebody to drive you to places so you can do other work while you're driving? But when you're going to just a school to go meet a kid or go to their home, like, you're not sightseeing. You don't come out and guys that are recruiting, they don't go and like, hey, listen, I'm going to take the afternoon off. I'm going to go to Santa Monica and then go for a jog. Like, they don't do that. You land, you go see a couple people, you go see a couple schools, you go meet with some people, and then you go to sleep and you get up and you do it again. Or you get on a plane, you fly somewhere else. So now that you're in a place, and this is the point that I try to make, like, I get that sports at Stanford, Cal, to an extent, UCLA, even right now, the University of Washington, right? Like, Washington just hired a brand new football coach. How many people could pick him out of a lineup? USC is different. And even though it's not a college town, it's that big in this town. And I don't think I'm over, and I'm not a USC guy. I'm just, let's just be honest. My brother and sister are UCLA alums. We always went to UCLA stuff. But I'm around enough USC people to know it's not quite Oklahoma, right? Did you guys see Brent Venables when he got off the plane? They had not just the band and cheerleaders, but like 1,000 people there. It's not Oklahoma, but it's not far behind. And obviously there's a much greater pool to choose from. And this is a gigantic area. And USC is without any question the dominant college football name. That fair, Jason?
It is. And I was thinking more about the commute, too. I don't know how Norman is. You could tell me. But, like, I don't know. Does Nick Saban, like, live next to campus? I'm guessing because nobody who has means lives near USC, if you know what I mean. So there's that kind of aspect of this town, too, right? Don't coaches typically live close to campus or the office?
Usually 20 minutes. Even in a small college town, you live outside of town. You got they always have some big house because they have to entertain, and they make a ton of money, right? Like, you're not buying one right next to the campus. You want to be around, you know, colleges and partying and stuff like that. I'm gonna guess. Like, how long do you think it takes to get from Manhattan Beach to USC at 6 a.m?
Yeah, that's about, 30 minutes if you beat traffic.
Right. But again, like, the head coaches, they're not like, I'm going to sit around and wait around until 7:30, 8 o'clock and fight traffic. They're in there crack of dawn. They're out late at night, especially when you're starting a program. I think that's a little overdone. And this is like a little life advice for you. The idea of living right next to work sounds like a good idea. The reality is you need like 20 to 35 minutes to like, just be, you know, just be. Now we're moving slightly. How much, Byer, does that change your commute greatly?
Not too much. It's more of avoiding the 405, which is going to be a welcome sight, but there'll be new routes to take. But yeah, it's kind of the same distance just because of where we're located.
How many minutes?
25 to 30.
Right, which is about right. Like, mine's a little too far, but like 25 to 30, you do need that. You need that, like, decompression time. These people are like, oh, I live right next to work. I get done with work, and I'm home. I'm like, yeah. Like, late Joe Paterno had that, right? Lived literally same house the entire time right off campus. But I don't think that's, and, you know, I mean, I don't think Joe Pa was always online or something, so it's not like he... You know, I just, I don't know.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Walking in a winter wonderland. Every day we like to turn it over to Dan Beyer, have some fun, and let him play a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Doug, the game today is...
Real news, fake news.
Real news or fake news that a report says Russell Wilson would consider waiving his no-trade clause to go to the New York Giants.
Oh, man, that's a hard one. I don't remember if I read this story. I thought it was he would strongly consider... What he said, real news or fake news, he would...
Yeah, he would consider waiving his no-trade clause to go to the Giants.
That's real news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Jordan Schultz reporting that Schultz has been told that Wilson would consider waiving his no-trade clause for the Giants, the Broncos, and the Saints. Of course,
So in other words, he would waive his no-trade clause, right? Like, you don't put that out there unless you'd waive your no-trade clause.
Correct. And remember last year, there were Raiders were included, the Cowboys were included, Saints were on that list. Adam Schefter has said the Eagles also could be a possibility. But now you're starting to hear a bit of those rumblings once again with teams being named. Doug, real news or fake news? NCAA President Mark Emmert says to expect the men's and women's Final Four to be played in the same city starting in 2023.
That's real news.
You are fake news.
No, Emmert said, not Bob Bowlesby, Mark Emmert said it wouldn't work until 2027, as sites have been determined until 2026. But the real issue is trying to find cities where that could actually work when it comes to space and hotel rooms for that weekend.
Do it in Las Vegas, and it's never an issue.
Have the Final Four in Las Vegas every year? Is that the...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay.
No, I'm not down with that. I like it how it moves around, although I'm just not loving...
I like Indy. I like Indy. Indy there. I mean, I love San Antonio, but they got to redo the dome if they want to keep it. Atlanta, eh. L.A. now with the dome, why not? You got plenty of arenas, but Vegas is the best.
Real news.
Vegas should have it.
Real news or fake news, Doug? Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy says he may show up at the team's facility at midnight, which is when he's allowed to return after being in COVID protocols.
Wait, who?
Mike McCarthy, Cowboys head coach.
Real news.
They're real, yes. And they're spectacular.
Saying that he's itching to get in. Also made some comments about some technical stuff that is not letting him get into the building, but he'll be eligible to return to the team on Thursday and says, yeah, he may be there at 12:01 Thursday morning. Real news or fake news, Doug? Ole Miss quarterback Matt Corral was named the SEC's Offensive Player of the Year and not Heisman finalist Bryce Young of Alabama.
That's fake news.
You are fake news.
That is correct. Bryce Young was named the SEC Offensive Player of the Year. I thought I'd set it up to make it be like, oh, wow, that would be quite an interesting twist. But no, Bryce Young, Offensive Player of the Year in the SEC, and yes, one of the four Heisman finalists. Real news or fake news, Doug? LSU reportedly was set to pay Jimbo Fisher $13 million per season if he wanted to leave Texas A&M for Baton Rouge.
Sounds like real news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
That's what Brett McMurphy of the Action Network said, that it would have been an 8-year deal paying Jimbo that $13 million. In the end, he stayed.
Yeah, I mean, like, trading crazy for crazy. There's crazy A&M fans, but he doesn't have to move. Doesn't have to redo it. He's got long term. He's got more money than he could. You know, it's no. I mean, now some people would say, well, why did Brian Kelly take, you know, 9.5. One, I'm sure Brian Kelly's kicking himself, saying, I could have got 13. You know? But I think that he feels that LSU is a better situation than Notre Dame, whereas LSU is a similar, if not same situation, or lesser situation than A&M. Makes sense to me.
Finally, Doug, real news or fake news? Colts running back Jonathan Taylor, now fourth on my NFL MVP pyramid.
That's real news.
They're real, and they're spectacular.
Yes, it is. He's creeping on up, but right now Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Kyler Murray's third, all kind of have a sizable gap on the rest of the field when it comes to the most valuable player.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation to your credit card company. That's why Discover matched all the cash back you earned in your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. There's a rule in shopping. Don't shop hungry. One NFL team violated it. Tell you who it is next in the Doug Gottlieb Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.